As I said at the beginning, my name is Father Savino. I come from Ghana in West Africa. If I am in Ghana on Sundays, I can preach for about 30 minutes. But the proverb says, when you go to Rome, do what the Romans do. So I assure you that I won't go beyond 10 minutes. Because some of our masses last for 3 hours. But this one will be about 45 minutes. So I'm here simply to ask you for your financial support for some of my projects I'm doing in Ghana to support the people who have accepted Christ as their personal savior and those who have become Catholics. I think there are some envelopes in the pews, or if they are not there, there will be a second collection. So you can put your donation into the collection basket. There are 6 areas I would like to touch today. So please consider these concerns. The first one is the construction of church buildings. In fact, there are many Catholics in Ghana, but some of them in the villages, they don't have church buildings at all. They gather under trees for masses. For me, I like working among those in the villages. When I go there, I see that I touch the lives of the people. But it's very sad to see people worshiping under trees. And when it rains, you have to cut short the mass because the whole place will be soggy. So we need your assistance. We don't spend much putting up a church building. With about, let's say, 20,000, you can put up one church building. Some of the people also attend masses in classrooms. And these classrooms are shared with these Pentecostals and charismatic churches. And you see that when you are celebrating masses, the whole place is noisy. It's not good for Catholics. So we need your support so that we can construct church buildings for those in the rural areas. Another area of concern is the construction of rectories. In Africa, we call them mission houses. Some of the priests who minister to those in the villages that don't have missions, mission houses or rectories at all. Some are in rented houses. Some have also put up with their family members. I remember when I was ordained in 1992, which is 23 years now, where I was living, one evening somebody called me from outside and said, Father, come out. And I asked, why should I come out? He said, please, Father, come out. I went out and there was a deep crack in the wall of the rectory. And inside the crack was a big and long snake, the black one, the black cobra. I was afraid. And the guy said, Father, calm down, I will kill it for you. He pulled it out and killed it. It was 6 feet tall. So I was afraid to go back to sleep in the same room. Anyway, I gathered courage and went to sleep. While I was sleeping, I pulled off my belt, the black belt, and hung it at the back of the door. So when I woke up in the night and saw the belt, I thought it was a snake. I started screaming, snake, snake, snake. But it wasn't a snake, it was my belt. That thing put fear in me. So my dear people of God, these are some of the problems the priests in Ghana are going through. Yet they have to minister to the people in the villages. So we need your support so that we can put up rectories for the priests in Ghana. Another area of concern is the construction of classroom blocks. Some of the villages, they don't have classroom blocks at all. Like what happened to those who go to church on Sunday? Some attend classes under trees. So when it rains, we see what will happen. Some have also erected temporary sheds. And when it rains, the same problem happens. The sad thing is some of them have never seen even laptops before. We need teaching aids. As we put up classroom blocks, we still need teaching aids to help these people. One thing I have observed is that in a country where many people are not educated, that country can never develop. So I need your assistance for the school-going children. Another area of concern is the establishment of health centers in the villages. Some of the people are far away from hospitals. Some are about 50 miles away, some about 40 miles away. So when they are sick, they depend on herbs. When they are sick, they find it difficult to go to hospitals. And some of the villages, they don't have any means of transport. Those who are pregnant and they want to go to maternity, want to go to hospital to deliver. Some of them sit on bicycles. Can you imagine a pregnant woman sitting on a bicycle and the husband riding her to a hospital which is about 40 miles away? Some of the pregnant women die. So my dear people of God, we need your support so that we can establish these health centers in the rural areas. We can put up maybe one for a community, a cluster of villages, so that they can have access to health services. Another area of concern is to purchase vehicles for the priests so that they can go to the villages to minister to them. In my parish, I don't have any means of transport. I depend on public transport. So after 2 months at the parish center, I have to go to the village, which is about 15 miles away. So if the bus is late, definitely I'll be late for mass. When you go to the village, some of them complain, "Father, you're coming late, you're coming late." I say, "I know, but I don't have the means of transport to come here earlier. So you have to bear with me." So I'm counting on your generosity to help us to get this means of transport so that we can go to the villages and have masses for them. Here you are so fortunate, you have masses every day. But in the village, we can't have masses every day. You do masses for them only on Sundays because you don't have the means of transport to go to the villages for morning masses. You are so fortunate, you have these magnificent church buildings. When I came to the U.S. for the first time in 1995, when I saw your building, church buildings, I said, "Can I ship your church buildings to Ghana?" But it wasn't possible, and it's still not possible. But I can ship your money. I can put your money in my pocket and go to Africa and help those people, either to buy a vehicle or to put up church buildings for them. And my last area of concern, which touches my heart and which may touch your heart, is the provision of good drinking water for those people. Some walk 3 miles to the main stream to fetch water. One time I went to the village and I said, "I want to go with you and see where you fetch your water." It was terrible. A running stream and some animals like cows, they go there early in the morning to drink from the same stream. After that, they walk through, they make it dirty, and the human beings like you and me, they also go and fetch water from there. So it has become my priority to always make sure that I get money, drill a borehole, mechanize it, and pump water into the overhead tank, so that from there I can supply water to those in the villages. The first time I got money from Missio Aachen in Germany, I was able to provide good drinking water for the people in the village. It was Saturday. And the following day, Sunday, almost the whole community attended Mass. Muslims, Christians, Hindus, they all came for Mass. And I asked them, "Why are you here for Mass?" They responded, "Because you have given us clean water. So we are here to thank God." The mechanization of one borehole costs about $3,000, but they cannot afford. If there are some people here, community, who want to donate to mechanize one borehole, I will appreciate it. So I would like to thank you very much for paying attention to me, and I thank the priests in this parish for welcoming me and allowing me to preach to you. Remember what Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do unto me. May God bless you very much for your attention. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.